好，我们看约翰福音第二章。
We are going to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 2.
第一节到十一节。
Reading from verse 1 to verse 11.
很熟这个圣经啊。
It is a very familiar passage.
约翰福音第二章第一节到第十一节。
John, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 11.
我们看到是水变酒，对不对？
This is the story of Jesus changing water to wine.
实际上是耶稣在这个家庭里面做了非常奇妙的工作。
Indeed, Jesus performed a great miracle in this family.
好，我们可以用起因的方式来读。
Let us read responsibly.
第三天，在加利利的迦拿有喜庆的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。”管筵席的盛的那水变的酒，并不知道是从哪里来的，只有舀水的人佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对新郎来。一起念十一节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。这里我们不但是看到耶稣将水变酒。
Here we not only have read the story about Jesus changing water to wine，
而且把最好的酒摆在后面。
And it was the best of all wines that was served in the end。
根据约翰福音第二章第一节到十一节告诉我们。
According to this passage, John 2:11 to 1-11，
一个蒙恩跟蒙福的家庭一定有这几样东西的。
A family that has the grace of God and His blessings
have
these few things.
第一是有主的同在
And there is always wine.
一个蒙福的家庭，一个蒙恩的家庭，首要的就是说有主的同在
That means that a family that is blessed has the presence of the Lord.
你想想看，迦拿的一个家庭里面，他们有喜庆的筵席。
You can see that in this family in Cana, they were in a festive and a mood of celebration.
他们邀请谁呢？
And who did they invite?
他们邀请耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
They invited the mother of Jesus, Mary.
他也邀请耶稣基督。
They also invited Jesus.
他们也邀请耶稣的门徒。
And also invited Jesus' disciples.
所以可以见的这个家庭呢，跟耶稣的家庭，跟玛利亚。非常熟悉的。
So we can see that the host family were very close to the family of Jesus.
我是说，幸亏是邀请耶稣来参加这个婚宴。
I would say that they were fortunate to have invited Jesus.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为在这婚宴的过程当中，他们遇到难处了。
Because throughout the celebration of the wedding, they encountered a problem.
什么难处呢
？And what was the problem？
他们酒用完了。
They ran out of wine.
这是每个家庭都会遇到什么？当中的难处，对不对？
And this happens to many families.
你开始家庭很幸福，对不对？
You might start off with a happy family.
很快乐，对不对？
Full of joy.
丰衣足食。
And full of you have no want.
没有挂虑。
No worries.
过了几年，问题来了。
After a few years, there may be problems.
婚姻的问题。
And several kinds. 也
是孩子教养的问题，对不对？
Problems with discipline of children，
也是经济的问题
，or maybe economic，
也是夫妇的问题
，or maybe among the between spouses，
总是有问题，对不对
？There may come any kind of problem。
所以有人说家里夫妇不吵架那是假的，对不对
So when people say that the husband and wife never quarrels, that is not true.
所以有人告诉你说我跟太太从来没有吵过架，你相信吗？
If a man says I've never quarrelled with my wife,
你千万不要相信。
Do not believe that.
一定有的。
There has to be.
大的吵架还是小的吵架？
Big quarrels, small quarrels.
你摔碗碟的。
Sometimes you break even your dishes.
拍桌子的。
And you hit the table.
没有人就知道。
Other people may not know.
只有家里人知道。
Only the people in the family.
所以不要以为奇怪，对不对？
So this is not
家庭一定会遇到难处的。
So that means that there will come a time when you will have problems in the family.
遇到难处的时候啊。
And when you do have these
problems, 就看你怎么解决了。
How do you solve your problems?
希望你不自己找律师，很贵，你知道吗？
I hope you don't go to the lawyers because they are very expensive.
请不起啊，对不对？
And they are not easy to hire.
你看报章那些人要离婚的人，他们说千万不要娶律师，会花很多钱，对不对？
Some people spend a lot of money on the lawyers to go through divorce.
为什么不找耶稣？
Why do they not come to Jesus?
对对，不用钱，对不对？找耶稣，对不对？
You don't have to pay anything.
好，你看啊，他们遇到难处找谁？
So the first observation.
第三节告诉我们了。
Verse 3.
告诉耶稣。
So the moment they encountered this problem,
非常好的答案，
对不对？
非常好的答案。
That was a good answer to the
problem. 求主帮助我们，真的。
And may God help us.
我们遇到难处的时候。
So when we too encounter problems.
好像这个故事里面的情形告诉我们。
Just like the story.
他们遇到难处的时候。
The moment they have this problem.
酒没有了。
Wine ran out.
他们不是去找那个管筵席的哦。
They did not go to the host of the wedding.
他们也不去找新郎。
And they did not go to the bridegroom.
他们也不去找新娘。
And not the bride.
找谁？
Who did they look for?
找耶稣基督。
They came to Jesus.
这是找对了啊。
And they came to the right person.
非常重要啊。
An important.
所以我说这个家庭好的开始，邀请耶稣基督到你家里面来。
So the first good step of a family is to invite Jesus to your family.
非常的重要，对不对？
That is most important.
我们常讲啊，耶稣基督是我一家之主。
So we could always say Christ is the head of our home.
那是真的。
And that is true.
如果耶稣做我们的家庭的主，我们就担心。
If Jesus is the Lord of our house, we do not have to worry.
耶和华是我的牧者，我就不必知缺乏了，对不对？
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
就没有难处了。
And no troubles will be.
第二点的特点，这个有主的全能在里面。第五节。
The second point is in verse 5, and that is to have the omnipotence of Jesus.
我们看，首先他们对主怎么样认识呢？
First, how did they come to Jesus?
玛利亚知道耶稣能够解决她的问题哦。
Because Mary was certain that Jesus could solve the problem.
所以我们知子啊，莫如母。如果你要认识儿子的话，你去问母亲。
So if you are to know someone, you ask the mother.
母亲呢也认为儿子很宝贵，对不对？
Because the mother knows the son.
因为她知道耶稣的全能。
And she knew that.Jesus was all powerful.
他知道是他是上帝的儿子。
And she, the mother, knew that Jesus was the Son of God.
他能够解决他的问题。
And she knew that Jesus would solve this problem.
他对耶稣有信心。
She had faith in Jesus.
能够解决他的难处。
Certain that she would that Jesus would resolve the problem.
可以完全信靠他。
And she had absolute faith.
你说人呢，走一生道路的时候啊
，So as every person travels through life,
我们总希望一帆风顺，对不对
？We all hope it would be smooth sailing.
希望人生没有问题，平平安安过一生。
That we would live our lives peacefully.
但是这是不可能的事情。
But this is not always true.
多多少少总有点风浪在我们生活当中。
Once in a while, you will encounter some waves.
不要忘记，耶稣是你一家之主。
But let us not forget that Jesus is the Lord of our home.
你寻找他。
Seek him.
你信靠他。
Trust him.
他可以帮助你。
And he will help you.
在人不能。
When man is helpless.
在神凡事都能。
In God, all things.
你可以想象这个家庭，忽然间大家喝酒庆祝庆典的时候。欢喜快乐，忽然间你听到个消息说没有酒了，
You can imagine in the midst of this festive celebration, when everybody's celebrating the wedding, and the host ran out of wine.
你有什么感受啊？
How would you react?
一定很失望，对不对？哎呀，喝酒喝到这么有高兴，忽然间没有酒了。
Everyone would have been disappointed.
但是有主的全能在当中彰显出来的时候，所有的问题都可以解决了。
But the Lord demonstrated His power and solved the problem.
所以一个蒙福的家庭
，So a family that is blessed,
有主的同在
，has the presence of
有主的能力。
As the power of Jesus.
第三，有主的话语在里面。
And thirdly, it has the word of the Lord.
有主的话在我们当中。
And it is the word of the Lord in our midst.
有主的话在我们家庭里面。
And the word of the Lord in our families.
我们就可以重新得力。
Then we can be renewed.
第五节、第七节告诉我们，对。
Verse 5 and verse 7.
所以圣经讲得非常好啊。
The Bible is very clear.
人饥饿不是单靠饼啊。
The Bible says, you are hungry not only for bread.
那我们吃饱以后还有想到其他事情，对不对？啊。
Because you become hungry after you eat.
我们有属灵的需要，对不对？
Because we have spiritual needs.
食物只能满足身体的需要。
Because food can only satisfy our
physical needs. 你有感情的需要。
We have emotional.
你有属灵方面的需要。
We also have spiritual needs.
主的话能够满足我们。
Now the word of the Lord can satisfy.
所以这里告诉我们要顺服主的话。
And here we say we need to obey the word of the Lord.
所以玛利亚很聪明。
So Mary was wise.
那耶稣叫你做什么，你就做什么。
And Mary said, whatever he says to you.
他叫你倒水，你就倒水。
Says if he says pour water, then pour water.
你就舀水出来，舀水出来。
If he says you scoop up the water, then scoop up the
water. 如果你不听上帝的话
，Now if you do not listen,
不听主的话语
，do not listen to the word of
the Lord. 这个神迹就没有办法发生。
Then the miracle would not have happened.
你可以想象一下
，Imagine.
当耶稣叫他用那些倒水的时候啊
，When Jesus instructed the servants to pour the
water, 倒在什么地方呢
？Where did they pour the water?
洗脚的水缸。
They were pouring into this big jar for washing their feet.
所以如果这些用的时候不行啊，那是洗脚缸，怎么可以倒下去呢
？Now the servants might have questioned, "Why are you pouring the water into this?"
那么这个事情就不能成就了。
Then the miracle would not have happened.
倒完了之后
，After they poured,
那很有意思的。
This is very.
倒到干渴，倒到满为止。
Now when they poured enough to fill up to the brim.
如果那个佣人说他偷懒，倒一半就好了，洗脚了嘛，不需要倒太多。
Now imagine if the servants were lazy and they said, "I will just pour half the jar."
他听话打满了。
But he obeyed.
耶稣说，把它舀出来，拿出来。
And then Jesus said, "Take out the water."
送到人客的面前。
And serve them to the guests.
如果佣人说不行啊，洗脚水。怎么可以招待人客呢？那开玩笑，对不对
？You might think that this is a joke because these are water in the jar for washing feet.
但是他们顺服。
But they obeyed.
听主的话语。
They followed Jesus' command.
事情就成就了。
And a miracle happened.
我们求主帮助我们。
And so may God help us.
一个家庭里面蒙福的家庭。
The family that is blessed
有主的话在我们心中
must have the word of God in our hearts.
这家庭里的人呐、啊，要顺服主的话。
Because the members of the family will then be able to obey God's word.
你也不可以随便用上帝的话去吓死别人，对不对啊
？But we do not use the word of God lightly to scare others.
做丈夫的时候，你看做妻子你要顺服。
And the husband is not to say, look.The wife has to be submissive to the husband.
他要命令他的太太。
It is not to to command the wife.
太太不听圣先生的话。
And the wife is not listening to the husband.
你要听，你要顺服，对不对
？And he would say, "You have to obey."
你太太有聪明，是不是说，圣经说，丈夫要爱你的妻子。
But the wife is very witty, and she says, "Husbands have to love your wives."
他就没有话可以讲。
So there was nothing else the husband could say.
所以有主的话当中很容易解决，对不对啊
？So the word of the Lord can resolve many problems.
如果没有主的话，告诉你的家庭肯定会吵到天翻地覆。
But without the word of God, the quarrels in your families will only continue.
第四，这个家庭里面因为有主同在，有主的话语，有主的全能。第九节到第十节，有主的喜乐在里面啊。
Because The family has the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord, and the word of the Lord. There is joy.
你看见这个家庭遇到很大的难处。
See, despite this very big challenge,
没有酒,
they ran out of wine,
脸都丢失了,
and they were embarrassed.
结果耶稣能够将水变酒,
but Jesus turned water into wine.
你看,他们再次尝到酒的时候,比先前的酒更好, 对不对?
So when they tasted the wine, they thought it was better than the first wine.
充满喜乐的气氛,
and they were indeed filled with joy.
大家高谈阔论,哇,这个酒从来没有这么好, 对不对?
And they were shouting and praising the quality of this wine.
所以有主在家里面呢,即使遇到难处,去扭转整个局势,你相信吗?
So we could see that with the presence of the Lord in the family,difficult situations can be turned around to joyful situations.
呀，圣经有很多很多这样的例子。
And many, many such examples.
遇到危险的时候。
In danger.
遇到危机的时候。
In times of challenges.
遇到难处的时候。
In difficult times.
有主的同在啊。
With the presence of the Lord.
把整个局势，整个难处就扭转过来。
Your circumstances and your difficulties are turned around.
主耶稣能够解决我们所有的难处。
For Jesus can resolve any and every.
我们好好读圣经，真的，耶稣因为有主同在，能够解决我们的难处。
And that is indeed true. With the presence of the Lord, difficulties are turned around.
大概讲一下，他叫尼希米，尼希米。
Nehemiah.
啊，建造耶路撒冷城墙。
He built the walls around Jerusalem.
50 days 就盖起来了。
In 50 days.
有上帝与他们同在。
Because the presence of God was with him.
如果你对以西结记里面，以西结 Esther.
In the book of Esther.
127省的波斯马代波斯。
And there were 170.
127. 那些省份里面，犹太人生命很危险。
The Jewish people were in much danger.
上帝在他们当中，
but God was with them.
把整个局势留回来。
And they, he turned around the situation.
哇，真的不得了！
还多
很多很多这样的事情。
And many, many.
有主的同在，可以把整个局势留回来了。
That because of God's presence, the priests were restored and recovered.
这个婚宴里面呢，有主的同在，充满了喜乐。
Same thing in this wedding setting.Because of the Lord's presence, it was filled with joy.
这个婚宴里面有主的同在，水能够变酒，对不对？
And it is because there is a presence of the Lord that water turned to wine.
水是很平淡的东西。
Now, water is very common.
很多人不愿意过平淡的生活，对不对？
But many people would rather not live a common and peaceful life.
这个结了婚几年就出问题了。
And after a few years of marriage, the problem started coming.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为某一方不愿意过平淡的生活。
Because they were unwilling to live a peaceful life.
他们是要冒险。
And they were looking for danger.
结果就掉到这试探里面去了。
And they fell into temptation.
这家庭就出了问题了，懂了吗？
They started the problems in their families.
水很平淡。
Now water is equally bland.
但是在酒里面可以变酒，更加有意思，对不对？
But in the presence of the Lord, it can be turned to wine.
有意义的生活。
And it becomes a life full of meaning.
所以有耶稣基督可以将水变酒的人生，有主的喜乐在里面。
Now when Jesus turns water to wine, it makes your life become meaningful.
最后，有主的神迹。
Finally.We have the miracles of Jesus.
请看十一节。
Verse 11.
这是耶稣所行的头一个神迹。
See, this is the beginning of the miracles that Jesus performed.
耶稣出来传道的第一个神迹。
Now, this is the very first miracles during Jesus' ministry.
在什么地方行的呢？
And where was this demonstrated?
不是在旷野。
Not in the wilderness.
不是在海边。
Not by the sea.
而是在家里面。
But in a family.
特别有意思，看到吗？
And it is a special meaning.
让这个家有意义，这个家里面有神迹，第一个神迹。
Because he wanted to have the first miracle in the family to give the meaning to the family.
所谓第一个神迹，还有什么？就是什么？
Not only,
一定有第二个神迹。
Because there is a first, there must be a second miracle.
所谓有第二个神迹，一定有第三个神迹，对不对？
So there was a second, there must be a third.
所以我告诉弟兄姐妹，如果有耶稣基督在你家里面呢、啊，很多神迹奇事在你家里面发生出来。
So I'm convinced that brothers and sisters, if there is one miracle in your family, there must be a second and a third.
我去年还是前年到回马来西亚的时候啊
Last year, I returned to Malaysia.
我在我以前的教会讲道。
I went to give a sermon in my former church.
你知道我讲到很精彩的时候啊。
So as I was very much energized in my sermon.
我告诉他神迹随时发生的时候啊。
And when I talked about miracles happening.
啊，一个弟兄竟然拍手哦。
And one brother in the congregation. 我从来
没有遇过，我传道三十多年都从来没有过。讲到讲有一个弟兄拍手，哇，太好了！这样。
It's never occurred to me that in the middle of my sermon, somebody clapping.
因为这个神迹，我不是讲这个神迹，我说这个神迹在随时发生，他拍手。
Because when I was talking about a miracle at the moment happening, one brother started clapping.
太太按住他说：“哎，不要拍手，我们在做礼拜，你知道吗？”
And the wife next to him was trying to calm him down.
哎呀，如果弟兄姐妹，如果有上帝在你家里面呢？
But brothers and sisters, if The Lord God is in your family.
如果有主与你同在啊。
If the Lord is with you.
一个、两个、三个、四个、五个、六个，太多的神迹，真的吗
？No matter one or two or three or a dozen miracles.
能改变你这个家庭。
It will transform your.
当你家庭没有盼望的时候。
When there is despair in the family.
主耶稣带给你盼望。
The Lord will bring hope.
主耶稣在你家里面。
The Lord Jesus in your family.
他做你一家之主。
Will be the Lord of your family.
你有难处的时候，
and when you are in trouble,
你要找他，
find him,
依靠他，
trust him,
信靠他，
believe in him.
这样就是一个蒙福的家庭。
This is a family that is
blessed. 他乐意帮助你，
and he will help you.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译姐妹祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that you are all powerful.The only thing that we need to do, Lord, is to invite you in. Invite you to our families. For your very presence and your very word that resides in our hearts and in our family is most powerful. Whatever the circumstances, when we are faced with immediate danger or unforeseen circumstances, Lord, we can turn to you. For you, Lord, are all powerful.And in you, Lord, we will find joy. You turn water into wine. How much more, Lord, can you turn our circumstances to your will and our sadness to joy and our perhaps our despair to hope? Lord, we thank you in this occasion of Mother's Day that you have bestowed on our mothers a most pure and unwavering love. For the mother, your mother, Lord,trusted in you fully, unwavering, without doubt. Help us, Lord, to have this same faith, the faith of Mary, to have the faith in you, how our mothers have taught us to love you and to learn from you, that we will constantly be reminded, Lord, that it is in you that we find joy and peace. Strengthen us, Lord, this day, and we pray for those mothers here,or perhaps they are not here with us, that you grant them, Lord, your grace and your blessings. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 是教育主持人。